Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, that bastion of free speech, which we need so much because free speech is the first casualty of war. I don't know who said that. Maybe Mark Dankoff knows who said that. Who said that, Mark?
I think I said that. No, I don't remember who said that. We'll say that I said that.
Okay. All right. You deserve the credit anyway. And
that's...
So go to National... Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate button. Keep free speech alive. Go to the Kosher Question... Well, you can go to thekosherquestion.com. That's one way of going to it. But I say go to nationalbugle.com because you're going to want to look at all of those stories that Mark and, to an extent, myself have been putting on the big board. But also, there is the link to... Excuse me. The link to the Kosher Question, to Koshertify, the app. Download that app. Lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Let's have a non-kosher certified foreign policy. What do you say to that, Mark?
Absolutely, and I'm ready any time that you are to go through some of the big items on the big board, because NationalBugle.com and the Republic Broadcasting Network will be both featured later on Channel Islam International, where I'm appearing to make the case for why it will be left to the American nationalist right to stop Trump's lunacy with Iran.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, that's that we do seem to be leading it now. There will be some people on the left who are willing to join, some for principled reasons and some just because they want to bash Trump. And of course, then I know at some point we'll be talking about Tulsi Gabbard, who is...
That's right.
Who she is, who she is, however you want to describe it, but she's been very, very consistent and forceful on the war issues and is being proven pretty correct. So let's start. What do you got up there on the big board?
Well, I think for purposes of clarification and simplicity, both for our RBN listeners as well as the people that will be looking at this big board on Channel Islam International in a few hours, let's take a look at everything under war and foreign policy. I reposted my own post from 2013, my national presentation to the American Free Press in Austin, as well as to Iran's Civilian Association in 2013. That one is getting play again on Twitter, and it's entitled FDR and Pearl Harbor, the primer for the Zionist assault on the American Republic and the nation of Iran. Ron Paul comes to us today from Press TV. Why I don't trust Trump and Pompeo in Iran, Ron says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, there was a good... interview on Rick Sanchez's show on RT, Russia Today, and Rick Sanchez, the former CNN caster who was fired for having said that there were Jewish people at CNN, he had a panel. It also included Max Blumenthal and a few other interesting people, but they also were joined by Ron Paul, and that was pretty good. Maybe I'll get that. If I don't already, I'll link that on our site.
Sure, perfect. Iran is calling for national action against Instagram because of censorship that comes to us from Press TV. Here's a critical one, folks. Hunter Durensis from the American Conservative. Anti-war conservatives jump into protests against Trump confrontation with Iran. Jake Johnson from Common Dream tells us that World War II trends, quote-unquote, as hawks celebrate U.S. decision to assassinate Iranian General Soleimani. Philip Weiss from Mondo Weiss tells us the obvious, but he does a good job at it. Israel figured into U.S. decision to assassinate Iranian general. Here's another critical one, folks, from David Stockman. He is basically repristinating Ron Paul with a lot of additional information. How the Donald assassinated America first. And then, of course, from the David Duke official site, my broadcast yesterday that you were in on, Dr. Slattery, on Rents Radio, David Duke and Mark Dankoff, and we'll add Patrick Slattery, the treasonous assassination of Soleimani and America first. So take a look or a listen to that one when you can. Here is a critical one, folks, from today, Paul Craig Roberts from Russia Insider. Putin's hour is at hand. He has no choice but to block a U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. And then the Tasnim News Agency of Iran yesterday posted their interview with me, where I said that General Soleimani's assassination is a war crime and a terrorist act. I also had some things to say there about Mr. Trump's basic insanity at this juncture in regard to starting a ball rolling down the hill that's beginning to look like the Serbian assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. Then, of course, you posted, Dr. Slattery, Tulsi Gabbard's statement. And as you put it, a short but solid statement, we should be helping her get this message out. We certainly should. Those of us in the American nationalist right, her post is Trump's act of war against Iran. And then the last one we'll mention before we dive into conversation or the first break, whatever comes first, Robert Fisk at The Independent. Trump is starting a war with Iran, whether it is by accident or design. My own editorial on this is it certainly looks like design on the part of the Zionist state of Israel, which in turn appears to be running Donald Trump and his foreign policy at this point. So I'd simply say that if we go back into history, folks, and talk about my own involvement in shooting my own mouth off and my own pen on this since 2001, I'm starting to think about my old days with Mr. Stattmiller and the Republic Broadcasting Network, the old days where I was working with Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press, Mark Glenn, of course, Crescent and Cross in those days, and then Dale Crowley, the great Reformed Baptist pastor who was illegally and illegitimately ousted from WFAX radio in Washington, D.C., and all of the other folks that started this journey with me a number of years ago. And now, of course, as I start to look at the people that I'm working with now, which includes our own Dr. Patrick Slattery of National Bugle Radio, heavily involved with Duke at Rents Radio, really involved with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg over at Eurofolk Radio, which is also being rebroadcast now at Rents Radio. As I start looking at all of these different things, the one constant factor has been the Republic Broadcasting Network. So our hats are off today to our own Dr. Guru John Stattmiller for certainly allowing us to be on here and to talk about the things that really matter to those of us on the real right, the American nationalist right, the anti-Zionist right, the anti-New World Order right, because if we look today at what Hunter Durensis has said from the American Conservative, take a look at that piece, folks. He may not mention us by name, but he's certainly thinking about us. It is we on the true American nationalist right who are the only thing that will stop Trump from continuing this maniacal confrontation with Iran. It is the real right, the nationalist right, the anti-Zionist right, the anti-New World Order right, that is the only thing that stands between all of us and World War III, I think we can fairly say, after taking a look at what it is that Hunter Durensis is saying. And look at who we are being listened to by today. It's absolutely amazing that whether you're looking at yesterday's broadcast that I did with Duke on Rents Radio, or you're looking today at what we're doing on this great network, or what Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg and I are doing on Eurofolk Radio, it's quite obvious that Press Television Iran, Tasnim News Agency of Iran, the Tehran Times, the Russian English language news media, and everyone else is paying major attention to us. As a result of some of the work that we've been doing here at RBN and also at Rents Radio with Duke and the work that I've been doing with Andy Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg on Eurofolk Radio and that show entitled Generations on Monday morning, it's been made clear to us that there are certain significant figures in high places in certain foreign governments that are now monitoring each and every one of these broadcasts. So that could not have happened without our own John Stattmiller at RBN, who was really the first person to get me into alt-right radio. I had a lot of times years and years ago where I was on a 50,000-watt conventional Christian radio station in Seattle that would not possibly have permitted me to be involved in the things that Mr. Stattmiller facilitated my involvement in after 9/11. And certainly today we are on the brink, folks, of what we've been talking about in this network for years, and that is a potential third world war that should not be happening. And it's a war for Zionist interests. It's a war for globalist interests. It has nothing to do with our national security. We need not be at war with Iran. We need not be at war with Putin's Russia or really with anyone else. And so today, as we are right on the brink of this, as everything that we have been talking about on this network for quite a number of years now is now being recognized around the world as where we are, We can all pat ourselves on the back to some extent for having continued this fight, especially since 9/11. And Mr. Stadtmiller in particular is to be given special five-star credit for allowing the rest of us to have free speech and a voice where, under more normal circumstances, people in mainstream media would be considering our point of view. They haven't been up to now. But now that the entire world is screaming over the Soleimani assassination, as they should be, it is being discovered by all of these foreign agencies and these foreign news networks and all of these foreign leaders that RBN has been in the forefront of telling the truth on this thing for a very, very long period of time. So today, the news is that we won't congratulate ourselves too much at National Bugle Radio, but we will congratulate John Stadtmiller at RBN for being recognized now increasingly around the world as one of the go-to people from the outset in this battle, who was allowing the right people to say the right things on his network with all kinds of official opposition in the United States to what he was doing and what he is doing. But here we are all this time later, and a lot of people are saying, you know, these guys were right all along. They're not cranks. They're not kooks. They're not subversives. They are loyal to the real America, the old American Republic. They are American nationalists. They are people who have risked a lot of themselves in so many different ways to be trying to get through to their own people as to how crazy and how illegal and how immoral and how frightening all of this is. And by George, an increasing number of hats abroad are being taken off today to Mr. Stadtmiller and to quite a number of other people, including the American Free Press and Don Wassel's Nationalist Times.
That's right. And, you know, I don't ask people to send money to me. I don't ask for that. And, you know, I do show for the Co-Certified app. It's $2.99. There's going to be plenty left over. I what I do ask is people to support RBN because this, you know, John Stadtmiller, he does support it financially. It's, you know, he's made great sacrifices in his life and dedicated a huge amount of, you know, his energy and labor and resources into building up a resource, an asset that is proving just absolutely critical at this juncture. A couple of points I want to raise. Where will I start? Okay. Mercury. So, you know, mercury, if probably you don't get much of a chance to play with it, but, you know, people our age at some point or another, maybe in science class, somebody broke out a little jar of mercury or a thermometer broke or something. And, you know, mercury forms these little round balls and they dart all over the place. And there's this term mercurial, which is somebody who darts all over the place, you know, figuratively. And Donald Trump, that's probably one of the best adjectives for him is mercurial. He's here, he's there. And so on the one hand, because he's mercurial, he is the one person, he is one person who is probably more likely than a lot of people to do the retarded things that would get us into a real World War III. So there's the risk there. On the other hand, it's entirely conceivable that 2 weeks or a month from now, he's all of a sudden going to be trying to, you know, engage in peace talks with Iran, and maybe he'll be holding the Supreme Leader's hand. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but mercurial, that's his middle name. So we don't know what's going to happen, and it is very, very risky. I wanted to throw that out there. Tulsi Gabbard. You know, I talk a lot about her, and I'm going to try not to belabor this today, but, you know, she's done a very good job. Tucker, you know, Tucker has been very forceful against war, but he has, you know, he has conceded the points that, oh, well, Soleimani's a bad guy, or, you know, Iranians are, you know, they're against us or they don't like us, but we shouldn't be doing this. And Tulsi doesn't really go for that, and she had a interview on Fox News with Neil Cavuto a few months ago where she argued that Iran's not a threat to us and the, you know, the real threat to us is Saudi Arabia. And of course, I would say Saudi Arabia is really a proxy for Israel. And in this, which I referred to earlier, her talk with Martha McCollum on Fox News last night, and I'm sure she'll be on Tucker's show sometime this week, but on her you know, Martha McCollum was bad mouthing Iran and this and that, and Tulsi didn't. She did not concede any points. She didn't actually say, "Oh, well, Soleimani was actually had fought on our side, or defeated ISIS, or played a big role in defeating ISIS." She did not attack. She did not concede. Oh yeah, he was a bad guy, or oh yeah, he had American blood on his hands. Now she did make the point, and I think it's a good point that is, if you know, if you're going to try to seek revenge on anybody who is a bad guy, you're gonna be in endless wars. And you know, really, this is the logic that they're using: is that, well, because he had American blood on his hands, which is, you know, they're not providing any evidence for it. But if you're going to say
emphasis on none, yes. Yeah,
if you were going to say that, and that's justification for attacking them, then we've got Iranian blood on our hands, and it doesn't take an expert in game theory to realize that there's, once everybody adopts that position, that you've got to seek revenge for any past injustice, and you know, in this case, the injustices are supposedly like 15 years ago. You got to seek revenge for them. Then World War III is not just inevitable; it's like right around the corner.
What would have happened in October of 1962, when I was 7 years old and my father was a colonel in Air Force intelligence at that juncture, what would have happened in 1962 if John Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev had adopted that mentality? We would not be having this on-air conversation right now, folks.
Right. Yeah, that's what I should have said. I mean, it's not just that World War III is inevitable. It's that the humanity is doomed. That would have been the better
exactly.
way to put it.
Exactly. The entire planet, and at this particular point, we're not talking about asinine things like global warming in Greta Thunberg and Al Gore and things of that sort. We're talking about something that should be patently obvious, which is why it's particularly disturbing to me to look at this post that I discussed on Hitchcock's show on Monday with Adrian Krieg. This whole Washington Examiner post showing that Trump's base, quote unquote, whatever that's supposed to mean, is fully supportive of his decision to order the assassination of Soleimani. Now, the Washington Examiner is pro-Trump. They were citing a series of so-called Republican strategists and pollsters for making this bold statement in headlines. But let us be absolutely clear here. That the true America First movement, and I said this to press television programs in a 32-minute interview, excerpts of which have yet to post, but they will be posted at some point. It will be a fairly sophisticated TV production when it does come out. Basically said, we must understand that this is not America First foreign policy. This isn't George Washington here, folks. This isn't Charles Lindbergh. This isn't Robert Taft or Burton Wheeler. It's not Pat Buchanan or Ron Paul. And it's certainly not RBN and the American Free Press and the Nationalist Times or Don Wassel. This is Israel First foreign policy. And it's not only Israel First foreign policy, it is complete insanity at this point. And I emphasize that in these interviews that I've been giving to Press Television Iran and also to Tasnim News Agency, one of which is posted on our big board, the one that's just been running in the last couple of days. This stuff is insanity. This isn't simply a pro-Zionist, militantly pro-Zionist foreign policy. We have to say that the people who commissioned this and who talked Mr. Trump into this, and he must bear ultimate responsibility for it, he's president, that these folks are nuts.
Mm. Right. Okay, we're coming up on the break, but I want to, on the other side of the break, I want to visit the, you know, Trump's ultimate responsibility, but also how it was that we got here. So
yes.
We'll be right back.
Make the world go away. And get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. And make the world go away.
Folks, folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And make the world go away.
Welcome back to the show. So, Mark, just before the break, you mentioned Trump's ultimate responsibility, and he is the one who he's announced that he signed off on this, and then he's had some really retarded, and I apologize to people with Down syndrome, but because I'm not calling them retarded, I'm calling Trump retarded. He's had some really retarded tweets saying that, you know, he's going to bomb cultural sites and that he's going to put sanctions on Iraq that will make the Iranian sanctions look like child's play if they kick our troops out. You know, this really, really retarded, idiotic stuff that he's been doing. But at the same time, I do have sympathy for him. And to all of the people from the Young Turks or the Huffington Post or their audience and followers, you know, I just want to say, if you look at a Yahoo poll that I don't know if it was you or somebody else, no, I guess I stumbled upon it myself, on Yahoo News, there was a poll from YouGov, a very recent poll from YouGov showing that like 80-something percent of Republican voters, who I guess you could use as a proxy for Trump's base, support Trump's decision on this. And I believe it because you're going to have about that proportion of people who aren't thinking, who just decide, I like this party or I like this leader and I'm going to agree with him. And when I went to Trump's campaign rally, or maybe it was after he became president, I don't know, I've been to a couple, and he was saying how stupid the Iraq war had been. And he got a big cheer from all these white, you know, you could call them rednecks or whatever. It was in the South. People who I am sure 15 years ago were driving around with the, you know, American flags on their trucks, and they all supported George Bush's war. I know they did. And the guy next to me said, oh, I always opposed that war. And I don't believe him. But here you had Donald Trump come in and get all of these people who had been super pro-war, super behind Bush's war on against Iraq, and now getting them to cheer his anti-war message. And yet you people at Huffington Post and Young Turks and whatever else, instead of saying, hey, well, you know, we might not like his position on this or that, but let's work with him on at least on the foreign policy. No, you didn't. You called him a Putin puppet and tried to impeach him, and you had your pussy hat marches against him. And the only people who actually supported the Trump agenda, being the people on what you just described as the alt-right, however you want to call us, the nationalist right, we were made persona non grata. We were not allowed into polite company to a very, very large extent. Obviously, it was, you know, the Jewish-controlled media don't want us in there, but the people at Young Turks or Huffington Post or whatever, did they engage with us? No. They made us persona non grata. They vilified us. They went on this whole thing about Russian and Putin and Charlottesville and hacking elections and all of this nonsense, and now here you are. Last thing I say before I turn it over, I do think there are people in that crowd, not the journalists, but the people who watch those shows, who do have the potential to come over and, you know, even if they don't agree with us on immigration or guns or a lot of other things, would be willing to work with us against the war on a basis, you know, on a principle basis. And I think a lot of, you know, the old Bernie bros who supported Bernie because they assumed he was anti-war, and also because they've got a lot of debt and whatnot. I think some of those people are ripe for the taking. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think so, and it's interesting to me that there is a striking coalescence here going on between the real American right, and I mean the nationalistic right. I'd like to say that I agree with Don Wassel of the Nationalist Times, who was pointing out not long ago on Eurofolk Radio that the term conservative has come to mean many things that we at RBN, we at the American Free Press, we at the Nationalist Times and so forth and so on don't want to be associated with at all. So perhaps the term nationalist is a better term for us than the term conservative. But suffice it to say that when you look at this whole issue of the people who support Sanders, the people who support Tulsi Gabbard, and the things that they have been saying on Twitter, and more importantly, the things that Sanders has now said publicly on this in terms of what he's prepared to do in the United States Senate, what Gabbard has been on board with all along, and many of their supporters.
Hey, and Ilhan Omar, let's give credit where credit's due. Ilhan Omar is going to try to invoke the War Powers Act.
Yes, and in this particular case, more power to her. We won't endorse virtually anything else that you would say. But at this particular juncture, there is a coalescence coming together of the American nationalist right with some of our counterparts on the left, that to the extent that some of these people are sincere and honest is something that we have to, I won't use the word exploit, that would be misinterpreted, that we have to capitalize on.
Yeah.
And at this juncture, I would even go so far to say, as if Tulsi Gabbard, for example, against all odds, should be nominated, or if Sanders should be nominated, but the Democratic, if either of those two were to be actually nominated by the Democratic Party, with all of the things that they support that we on the American nationalist right don't support at all, and I want to underscore that, nonetheless, on the issue of survivability in regard to staying out of a third world war that we don't need to ignite, it would put all of us who have gotten totally fed up mm-hmm. with Trump mm-hmm. into a very interesting electoral position. Now,
yep. We'll talk about that on the other side.
Sure.
Anytime you're feeling blue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You want me back again? That's the time I'll come back home to you.
Welcome back, Mark. Sorry I had to cut you off, but please continue.
Well, basically what you have is a situation here where I said to press television programs and I said to Tasnim News Agency of Iran that I fully anticipate that the Democrats will nominate someone who is in the Zionist lobby's back pocket. I'm anticipating Buttigieg or Joe Biden or Warren in this regard. Now, let's say that I'm wrong, and I like being wrong when it's to all of our advantage. Let's say that I'm wrong in this case and that they put up Gabbard in a best-case scenario. We'll take Bernie as our secondary plan B here. And if either of those folks is nominated and can convince us on the American nationalist right, I think Gabbard already has, that she at least gets this issue right of war and peace. And if Trump continues down this road with Pompeo and Bolton and Nikki Haley and Bibi in the usual Pompeo and the usual cast of psychopaths, we would be put in a very interesting electoral position in 2020 as American nationalists, because we essentially oppose so much of what Gabbard would stand for domestically, certainly Sanders. And yet, nonetheless, if Trump is going to be just absolutely convinced that he has to get all of us incinerated, we could very easily see a scenario where a certain percentage of American nationalists would take a deep breath, I would be one of them, and vote for Gabbard or even Sanders if I could be convinced that they were the only alternative to a third world war. Trump has taken this thing that far. So I don't think either one of those folks will be the Democratic nominee. So I don't think we're going to be in reality facing that dilemma. But in a worst case scenario, which I think is going to happen, if Trump continues with this lunacy and we on the American nationalist right cannot succeed, as Hunter Durensis of the American Conservative wants us to succeed, in stopping this guy before it's too late, if we are unsuccessful and the alternative is Warren, Buttigieg, or Biden, boy, we have got troubles.
And I just want to point out that Tulsi Gabbard is a Democrat. She had supported Bernie Sanders in the last election, but she is not extreme in any of these policies that we talk about, at least, you know, in the context of Democrats. She, on the 4th of July, she put out a pro-Second Amendment message. And so maybe from the point of view of most RBN listeners, maybe they might think of her as not being fully on board. But from the point of view of Democrats, the Democrats don't like her because she at least gives lip service to the Second Amendment. She doesn't go and visit the Mexican border and cry over immigrants drinking out of toilets or, you know, nonsense like that. She doesn't talk a whole lot about immigration. And so she's not an extremist on it. She might be a Democrat, but she's not an extremist on it. And, you know, a lot of other things. And she, you know, wants national health insurance, but she distances herself from the Medicare for All bill that's been before Congress for the past 15 or 20 years, which would do a lot of things, and we don't need to get into it here. So she actually doesn't go in, and the same with the Green New Deal. So she bills herself as an environmentalist, but she hasn't signed on to this Green New Deal. So she is a lot more nuanced than other Democrats, and I don't think we should paint her with the broad brush that we paint so many of the other Democrats. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
I think she at least will listen to us, and I'm sensing in this particular scenario.
Yeah, and she's been pro First Amendment too, very vocal pro First Amendment.
Yes, and I think if you have a situation, let's say Gabbard were to get the nomination. I don't think she will, but if I'm surprised...
They couldn't stop Trump. The establishment couldn't stop Trump, so you never know.
Let's say just in an unbelievable scenario that she gets nominated, I can see her people, if it came down to making a deal, a quiet deal with the NRA members like me, and trying to give those of us who are Christian traditionalists some assurance that she would at least scale back the federal government's involvement in going after us and public schools and things of that sort, I think she would be guaranteed to win. So but we'll just see what happens in 2020. But this thing that Trump has just embarked upon with his Zionist pals may have all of us in a third world war before the election. And let's just hope that that doesn't come to pass.
Well, you know, you think back, I guess it would be 8 years now, to Ron Paul's second run. Didn't he run in 2004? But at any rate, his run in 2008, and he did pretty well early on, and he stayed in the race for a fair amount of time. He wound up getting some delegates, and afterwards became a pretty reasonably high profile voice. And I think at a minimum we could get that from. Tulsi's campaign. And of course, Tulsi's a lot younger, obviously. She's 38. And she's got a lot of star quality, you know, because she's, you know, very attractive, and she's got a very nice personality. And she gets on these other shows that young people watch, like the Joe Rogan podcast. And, you know, she can talk and kind of joke around a bit, and just seems like the type of person you'd want to hang around with. She's just, you know, and she does martial arts and surfs and all of this. And if nothing else, to get somebody who's got appeal that goes beyond our own audience, she's got a appeal to a whole different segment of the American population, and could be an anti-war voice and an anti-war face, and somebody who, as a former presidential candidate, can get on major media and talk sanely about foreign policy. I think, if nothing else, we should help her gain that status. Don't you think so? So I'm saying register as a Democrat. Register as a Democrat and go vote for her in the primary in your state.
Well, I think this gets back to what John Kennedy was apparently saying at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis when it was at its worst point. He made some crack, not publicly, but within his own group that was advising him as they were sweating through those 13 days. He apparently said something like, well, he said, I guess the differences between our party and the Republican Party on the minimum wage aren't too significant right now, or something to that effect.
Right.
And I think that this is basically where we are with this Gabbard thing. If Trump is really hell-bent on, and we may have already passed a point of no return with this guy, folks, after what happened Friday. I want to emphasize that the horse may be already 200 yards down the road and out of the barn. But in Trump's case, let's say that he suddenly has a conversion to sanity and tries to work his way out of this horrible situation. But at this particular juncture, I think his credibility with all of us on the true America First nationalist right is so thoroughly shot full of holes that Gabbard, if she can make the case to us that our national survivability and our global survivability is at stake, it'd be an awfully compelling argument for her to make.
Yeah. So I think that... Well, you know, I think we should be willing to work with people. We mentioned Ilhan Omar earlier, and I mean, Ilhan Omar is somebody who I think is fundamentally anti-white. I don't think she's that smart, but and she says a lot of stupid things. But but on this, on you know, if she wants to introduce articles into the House of Representatives invoking the War Powers Act, and if she's going to speak a certain amount of truth towards what's going on here, then I'm going to support her in that effort. And
you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. I have to stop you just for a second. There's an outfit on Twitter. I think it's called StopAntisemitism.org. Anyway, they gave Ilhan their Anti-Semite of the Year award.
She's number one. Yeah.
What's that?
She's number one. Who's number two and three?
Well, the interesting thing is when they gave her this award and they put out a big video on it, they made reference to the quote-unquote neo-Nazi leader David Duke. And so I wrote these people back with a carbon to Dr. Duke and to Ilhan and a few other people. And I said, you know, Duke is really PO'd that that she beat him. Something to the effect, I think he wants a recount or something of this sort. But it does bring home the fact that you have this most improbable, internally contradictory pro-Zionist element in the United States, where you have these Christian Zionists in working with people like Pete Buttigieg and Barney Frank and Joe Lieberman and all of these other people. And then on the anti-Zionist constituency building by the second in the United States, you have people as diverse as those of us on the American nationalist right, with people like Ilhan Omar. So the fascinating thing in watching all of this play out in 2020 is that some people who have very little, if anything, in common with each other otherwise are lining up on either side of this Israel-Zionist question and on either side of this question of going to war on behalf of these people. So this is going to be a most fascinating time and frankly, a most scary time. So this is why we're on here. We're not making money doing this, we hasten to add. We are in the business of trying to facilitate the survivability of the real America First movement, American nationalist tradition, with all that that entails. And at this particular point, after what Trump did on Friday, it's clear to a lot of people that don't share our views in many other areas that this truly is an issue of both national and global survival.
Yeah, and I want to work with anybody to stop this war, and I don't care if it's Ilhan Omar or Ocasio-Cortez or whoever, I don't care. I'm happy to work with them. You know, regarding Jewish power, there's something and anti-Semitism and all. You know, I've said many times that I don't have any animosity towards Jews. I think it's this group behavior. But I hear a lot of people, lots of people, who say that they think that Jews hate us. And when you look at the actions of the organized Jewish community, I think it's reasonable to think that's the case. But I don't think it's the case. I don't think Jewish behavior, the Jewish anti-white behavior, is motivated out of hate for the vast majority of Jews. I think it's motivated out of fear. And I think it's not hate, it's fear. And the reason the fear is there is that they have been gaslit by all of these distorted and twisted and often outright false narratives about anti-Semitic hatred towards them, irrational anti-Semitic hatred towards them. You know, the Holocaust narrative is untouchable. You can't say anything about it, where it's been exaggerated, where it's been falsified, or you can't say anything about why Eastern Europeans and Germans would have had resentment towards Jews. You can't say anything about it. So So they have been gaslit. The Jews themselves have been gaslit into thinking that anything that ever happens to them is because the Goyim will turn on them, the white people, the Europeans will turn on them at any second, which is, we know, is completely false. But that fear that they have is real, even if it's baseless. It's real. And I think that's what they're motivated by, is a fear. And I think it's important for us when we're speaking, you know, not to concede things, and I don't go around saying, "Oh, it's only a few Jews, or it's only this, or it's only the Khazars, or it's only the you know, this small group, or the Rothschilds." Or I don't do that because I do think it's a problem with the entire Jewish community. But I don't think it's motivated out of hatred. I think it's motivated out of fear, and I think that fear is not based in reality, but nonetheless, they've been gaslit through all of this propaganda. And when we talk hatefully about Jews, then that winds up confirming their false notions about us.
Yes, and this is certainly a quicksand, isn't it, as we try to separate who it is that we're talking about in regard to who is profiting by all of this, who is really supporting these horrible actions, and who will be victimized by these terrible actions. I would simply reach out to, in this particular point, we are an American radio show. I am reaching out to American Jews at this point and saying, look, those of us who oppose the actions of your leadership in leading us into a preemptive strike on the Iranians, a preemptive strike on our First and Second Amendments and the Bill of Rights, a preemptive strike on the disproportionate institutional American Jewish leadership on issues like abortion on demand and queer marriage and having drag queens in public schools and so forth. Recognize that if you are on board with that, we're going to have to fight. And I think this gets back into something that Joe Sobrin, the late Joe Sobrin, talked about, the great Roman Catholic traditionalist, paleocon commentator, who was an informal secret advisor to me when I was running in this U.S. Senate race in Delaware years ago against Roth and Carper. Joe Sobrin put it into perspective, whatever did happen in the Second World War, whatever the truth is of all of these different narratives, where we argue on this in regard to how much is true revisionist history, how much is legend, how much is outright falsehood and spin and so forth and so on. The fact is that the opposition to Jewry in Europe was directly related to the public sphere of Bolshevik communism. Mm-hmm. And in this particular situation,
and it was described as Judeo-Bolshevik communism because they knew the heavy Jewish role in Bolshevik communism.
Exactly. And to the extent that American Jews do not understand why we oppose the actions of their leadership in terms of taking us to war and opposing all of Israel's crimes against the people and government of the United States since the late 1940s, folks, as well as all of this cultural Marxism, where they are trying to marginalize those of us who are traditionalists and Christian traditionalists. Then all bets are off in terms of how hard the punches are going to start landing. I don't want to see that happen, but they must understand that is what is at stake here, and that they need to get off of this broken record that these American Jewish institutional leaders are playing once again on why they're doing what they're doing.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met up with the British near the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a...
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Catch 'em down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are right back now. We are right back. We came right back. And so Mark, where do you think this is going to go in the near term?
It is so scary. I don't even know. I think the striking thing to me is we get ready to close out the show for today, is that the alarm that we have been sounding since 9/11 is now an alarm that is going off around the world as a result of this Soleimani assassination commissioned by Trump and Pompeo and crew on Friday. Suffice it to say that this is a call to action. I am going to emphasize today what I'm going to say on Channel Islam International in about an hour. It is the American nationalist right that is the only political element in the United States that has a chance of stopping Donald Trump with a degree of protest the likes of which these neocons and Zionists have never seen before.
Yeah, we need that. There are people who oppose the war on the left, but the thing is, these are the same people who have opposed Donald Trump on everything, whether it's factual or not, and therefore they have no credibility and no influence with Donald Trump.
Well, that's exactly right. And so it is left to those of us on the real right to get this thing stopped if we possibly can. So I'll just emphasize, of all the stories we read, these are the ones I'd really take a look at in our big board at nationalbugle.com as we close today on RBN. Hunter Durensis from the American Conservative: anti-war conservatives jump into protests against Trump confrontation with Iran. Hunter makes the case that it's going to be up to us folks to get this stopped before it results in cataclysm. Then, of course, David Stockman from Lou Rockwell: how the Donald assassinated America first. The Paul Craig Roberts story today from Russia Insider: Putin's hour is at hand. He has no choice but to block the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. And then last but not least, I'll be self-serving today and mention again my interview with Tasnim. General Soleimani assassination is a war crime and a terrorist act.
Yeah. So he assassinated not just America first. He assassinated MAGA, which had been mortarboned as it was, but he assassinated MAGA. I read that article you sent me on Putin and his choices. And I think, you know, one other thing besides voting for Tulsi Gabbard, I think we've got to be pretty explicit that we see Putin as a good guy. I know everybody, lots of people have troubles with Putin for this reason or that reason, but Putin is the most responsible statesman and most important statesman of the 21st century thus far. And
I would, that's exactly right. I would go so far as to say this: it will be Vladimir Putin at a macrocosmic level. It will be those of us on the American nationalist right at the microcosmic level and the divine scope of things, who have the only influence left potentially in stopping a third world war.
Yeah. I mean, Vladimir Putin is the key person here, and we've got to do our part to de-vilify him. You know, people might not want to go around marching with giant placards of his face or name, but we've got to de-vilify him because he is the adult in the room. And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, Mark. Hey, thank you so much. I think this show is good enough and smart enough, and doggone it, people are going to love it. They're going to like it.
Well, again, thanks to John Stapmiller of RBN for allowing us to be on this show and allowing me to be on his network for a very long period of time and trying to get the word out, because, folks, we are right on the edge of everything that I've been talking about and a number of other good people been talking about ever since 9/11.
Okay, thanks. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.